and you're beginning with Zimbabwe cricket.
Kim, let's cheer for the Chevrons of Zimbabwe, who beat the United Arab Emirates by 4 wickets Thursday at the Cricket World Cup. The match was played at Saxton Oval in Nelson, New Zealand. And by picking up 2 points for the victory, the Chevrons moved into 4th place in the Pool B table behind India, South Africa, and Ireland. Keep in mind, VOA cricket fans, Zimbabwe is the only team in Pool B to have played 2 matches. On top of the victory, the Chevrons will also receive $45,000 set aside by the International Cricket Council for teams that win a group match at the tournament. Zimbabwe won Thursday's match against the UAE with 12 balls remaining and 2 overs to spare. The final score from Saxton Oval, Zimbabwe 286 for 6 in 48 overs. The United Arab Emirates 285 for 7 in their allotted 50 overs. The man of the match was Zimbabwe's left-handed batsman Sean Williams, who posted an unbeaten 72 runs. From Saxton Oval in Nelson, New Zealand, the Chevrons of Zimbabwe now travel to Manuka Oval in Canberra, Australia's capital, where they'll play the West Indies next Tuesday, February 24th, with their spirits raised and their confidence boosted. The West Indies lost its opening match to Ireland by 4 wickets. Good to see Zimbabwe get on the winner's table at the Cricket World Cup. Turning to African athletics, our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma had a chance to talk with a champion race walker at the University of Pretoria in South Africa. Here's Mark.
The Africa 20-kilometer race walking champion Lebohang Shange of South Africa has his sights set on a groundbreaking achievement at the IAAF World Athletics Championships in Beijing, China later this year. He says retaining his 10-kilometer race walking crown at the Best Med Tax Race at the High Performance Center at the University of Pretoria here in South Africa on Saturday marks a key step towards his goal.
For me, doing Best Med, like checking how far my speed is, how I'm in best shape for Europe, because I'm leaving the next 1 month. I'm leaving to Switzerland for my racing, for my IAAF leagues.
Now that you are an African champion, you've competed at the highest level, what are your plans?
Okay, my goal, and I'm hoping and I'm praying God to help me and my trainer to help me. I'm hoping to be in the top 10 in the world champ. That will be a great achievement. I'll be the first African guy, South African person to be on the top 10 in the world champs. And my preparation, I want to go to Europe, the European leagues, see how far I am, come back home, try to get some high altitude place to train to, and I hope from there everything will come.
That was Lebohang Shange, the African 20-kilometer race-walking champion, speaking at the University of Pretoria. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Because this is Africa. Tamina, mina, waka, waka, Tamina, mina, this time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Ngijabulile.
Hola. Cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, waka, waka, Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
Hi, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
The National Basketball Association resumes its regular season later Thursday night with games in Oklahoma and California. The NBA took a break in its schedule for the recent All-Star game in New York City. In Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Thunder will host the Dallas Mavericks. Thunder guard Russell Westbrook goes into the game on an all-star high. Russell was voted the All-Star Game's most valuable player after scoring 41 points to help the Western Conference All-Stars beat the Eastern Conference All-Stars 163-158. Let's listen in now as NBA Commissioner Adam Silver presents Westbrook with the MVP trophy.
First of all, I'd like to thank the city of New York for giving us such spectacular support over the last few days. And to the fantastic fans here tonight, thank you as well. And our MVP is from the Oklahoma City Thunder, Russell Westbrook.
Well, I came out, I made a few shots, and when I make a few shots, I stayed aggressive. It's amazing. It's a blessing to be here in New York City and definitely go on with the trophy.
Russell Westbrook went home with the MVP trophy after making more than a few shots. In fact, Russell came very close to breaking the All-Star Game record for points. The late, great Wilt Chamberlain scored 42 points in the 1962 All-Star Game, 1 point more than Westbrook scored in New York City. In the other NBA game Thursday night, the Los Angeles Clippers will host the defending league champion San Antonio Spurs. Now, these two clubs are battling for playoff position in the very competitive Western Conference. Right now, the Clippers are in the sixth position in the conference with a record of 35 wins and 19 losses. And the Spurs are right behind them at number seven with 34 victories and 19 defeats. Remember, VOA basketball fans, the top eight clubs in each conference will advance to the NBA playoffs. The Golden State Warriors and the Atlanta Hawks are the NBA's top two teams right now. The Warriors lead the Western Conference with 42 wins and 9 losses, and the Hawks are soaring in the Eastern Conference with 43 victories and 11 defeats.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of Daybreak Africa. Join me every weekday mornings at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports.
Just ahead, James Butte will have a sporty Black History Month segment for us.
On this day in 2002, Vonetta Flowers became the first black gold medalist in the history of the Winter Olympic Games. She was also the first American woman to win a gold medal in bobsled. Vonetta, the break person, and her partner, Jill Barkin, won the gold medal in the 2002 Winter Olympics in Park City, Utah. On this day in 2010, Tiger Woods, then the world number one golfer, talked publicly for the first time since the scandal surrounding his private life erupted in 2009. During his press meeting, Woods admitted that he had been unfaithful to his wife by having extramarital affairs.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The voice of America. Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. President Obama's favorite sport is basketball, and I know he follows the NBA. He likes to welcome the NBA champion to the White House. Earlier this year, he had the San Antonio Spurs visiting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Let's take a quick look at some of the statistical leaders as the NBA gets ready to resume its regular season. James Harden of the Houston Rockets is leading the NBA in scoring. The bearded Harden, he's got one of the great beards in basketball. He's averaging 27.4 points per game. LeBron James, second in the NBA in scoring at 25.9 points per game. And Russell Westbrook, we heard from Russ earlier in the show, he's third in scoring at 25.8 points per game. Kyle Korver of the Atlanta Hawks is leading the NBA in three-point shooting percentage. Great shooter from the outside, Korver at 5.23 shooting percentage. The NBA's leading rebounder is DeAndre Jordan of the Los Angeles Clippers. He's averaging 13.8 rebounds per game. Maybe my favorite NBA player, John Wall, the Wall star of the Washington Wizards, leading the NBA in assists at 10.1 per game. And finally in steals, Stephon Curry. Stephon's father, Del Curry, played in the NBA, but Stephon is leading the NBA in steals per game, averaging 2.16